Chapter 4. One advantage of August, Roxana had to admit, as she urged her little motorino up the Via Senesi, between the handsome facades of Art Nouveau villas blackened by 70 years of exhaust fumes, was that the traffic was barely non-existent. No rush hour to speak of, even if you still got hassled by the buses. One driver in particular seemed to follow her home every night, serenading her by releasing his brakes with a sharp puff on every bend. Over the houses, a ridge of grey-green came into the view in the dusk, olive trees, and the beginning of the end of the city. It had been a strange day, even for August. As the hours had passed, the absence of one particular customer had faded in significance. There could have been any number of reasons. Maybe the heat got too much even for Albanians sometimes. Someone had phoned for the boss, which might not have been out of the ordinary in the Casa di Risparmio di Firenze on a sweltering August Tuesday. But here? The phones hardly rang at the best of times. No, she'd heard Val say, loitering behind the boss's desk. Had he even had his feet up on it, pretending to be in charge? A good telephone voice, thoughtful, concerned. No, he's not here. Sauntering out through the door with a smile to Roxana that perhaps he thought was inscrutable, that certainly was ridiculously superior, as if merely answering the boss's phone was promotion. She hadn't bothered to go out for lunch, and Val, as usual, had taken advantage. Got back at 4. The scream of fire sirens again that had seemed to go on all afternoon, people grilling food outside, even in the heat, and getting careless with matches and accelerants. And then...